I first got involved with the Iditarod when Todd Silver called me looking for a donation for the YMCA fundraiser project, and that was late 98. And then he just happened to say, by the way, I've got an opening that we're going to be heading up to the Iditarod in March, because I had known he had done that. And I told him that sounded like a heck of a lot of fun. And he said, you know, I think if we jumped on board real quick, you could head up there in March of 99 and be part of our checkpoint crew. And that was the beginning of it all. Perfect. I'm here today involved with the Iditarod at Squintna because I have enjoyed it so many times in the past. I love the weather. I love the people. I love serving the mushers. And it's a heck of a lot of fun playing with the dogs.
Perfect.
One of my most memorable experiences with the Iditarod was probably my second time up here. At that point, we were snow machining in from Big Lake, and it was dark by that time, and we got lost, and we weren't sure where we were going, and there were probably 12 of us on snow machines following each other, and at one point, we all huddled together and thought, we got to figure something out here, because we don't know where we're at. And at that point, we saw a light on a hill, thinking that there was a cabin with somebody with a generator. Somebody ran up and got a couple gallons of gas, found out where we were, put a little gas in each snow machine, and found out how to get back over to Squintna. And that was a very memorable time. But the beauty of that was, I remember laying back in my snow machine, looking up the sky and seeing more stars than I'd ever seen in my life. It was just a beautiful evening.
Yeah.
Something I know for sure in my life is that I have a family that loves me and that I love, and that we are children of God, who is one who watches over us and allows us to enjoy this beautiful creation up here in Alaska.